Today, the topic for mutual encouragement is the heavenly warfare.
圣经怎么样形容我们作为一个信徒要奔跑天国路这个过程呢？
How does the Bible describe as a Christian what is the process and procedures of walking on this heavenly path?
圣经常常用征战这个观念来告诉我们这件事。
The Bible often describes this as a warfare.
我们生活在加拿大和平环境的人很少机会经历过征战。
The people who live in Canada, like us, rarely we face war.
我想在座的只有老一辈的前辈，他们经过第二次大战，或者是日本时代的战争。
I believe only the senior members that are in the church that are among us today, they have faced maybe the Second World War.
我虽然没有打过仗，但是我有去过战区。
Even though I have not been in war, but I have seen, I went to the site of the war.
小弟去啊，非洲东非啊，乌干达传福音的时候，北部就被叛军来占领。
When I was in Africa on the east side, when I was there, the north side came to wanted to conquer the east side.
去西非的赖比瑞亚也是有叛军这个活动。
And when I went to Liberia, there was also warfare there.
所以进去那边都会觉得非常危险。
And therefore, when I enter in those places, I felt those are places of great danger.
战争就是有生就有死。
Because in war, there is life and there is death.
不是你死就是我亡。
It's either you die or I'll die.
所以战争的要诀就是要确保自己要生存下来。
So in time of war, what we need to know is that I need to survive.
圣经也用战争这个观念来告诉我们怎么样来进天国。
The Bible also describes to us in a way how can we enter into heavenly kingdom by using warfare.
我们首先来看马太福音第十章。
Let's first turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第三十四节。
Verse 34.
三十四到三十六节。
34 to 36.
这里是战争，属灵战争的第一个那个方面。
And here is the beginning of a spiritual warfare.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
你们不要想我来是要叫地上太平，我来并不是要叫地上太平，乃是叫地上东倒兵。三十五节。
35.
因为我来是要叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。这里主耶稣讲什么呢？
What is Jesus Christ talking about here?
不是说我们信了耶稣，我们要会跟别人打架。
It does not mean that once we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that we'll fight with others.
不是信了耶稣，我们要变得不孝顺。
It's not that we won't be filial to our parents once we believe.
相反，我们信了耶稣，我们要变得更好。
But on the contrary, what we need to do is to become better once we believe.
但是在有一些情况之下，信主这个过程会被家人阻挡。
But in certain times of situations, for you to come to believe in the Lord, you might be stopped by your family.
会被你最爱的人阻挡。
The ones that you love the most will stop you from coming.
这个时候就好像有一个属灵的战争要来阻挡你。
And right there, there's a spiritual warfare right there trying to stop you from coming.
这个仇敌可能就是你家里的人啊。
These enemies may be the people of your family.
所以有没有办法胜过这个战争呢？
Can you overcome this war?
如果爱先生过于爱耶稣的话，
If you love your husband more than you love Jesus,
先生叫你不要信，你就不要信了。
And your husband tells you don't believe, and you really don't believe anymore.
这个战争就输了。
Then you have lost this war.
灵命就没有了。
Then you do not have the spiritual life in you anymore.
再来看哥林多后书。
Let's then turn to 2 Corinthians.
战争的第二个层面就是要传福音，带来信主。
The second part of warfare, which is to preach the gospel and to bring people in front to believe in the Lord.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
十章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3.
我因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭血气征战。第四节。
4.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。第五节。
5.
将各样的计谋，各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。征战第二个层面就是要把别人的灵魂从魔鬼那边抢过来，让他来信耶稣。
The second part of war, which is to capture people that were captured by Satan, to bring them back to become obedient to Christ.
这个也是生与死的问题。
This also have life and death situation.
如果他可以归服基督了，
if that person can come back to become a part of the Lord,
他的灵魂可以得救，
then their spirits will be saved.
如果他不信呢？
if they do not believe,
他都没有办法得救了,
then they're not able to be saved.
所以这个也是征战的问题。
So therefore, this is also a question as part of the war.
第三个方面呢?
The third part.
这关于自己的灵修方面呢?
This has to do with our own spiritual cultivation.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第十一节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
彼得前书第二章第十一节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 10, verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 你们是客旅, 是寄居的, 我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲, 这私欲是与灵魂征战的。 这里彼得长老告诉大家,
Here Peter tells us this.
照常我们不去传福音。
And even though if we do not go out to preach the gospel,
我们也有个征战在里面。
Then there is this battle that's within us.
这是跟我们自己的本我, 我们的私欲征战。
Which is to fight and to go into war with ourselves and our own desires.
接受了洗礼不是说洗礼一上来就变得完全人了。
Once you receive the baptism, it does not mean after you get baptized to become a very complete person.
没有错, 主耶稣把我们的原罪, 还有我们过去的罪都洗净了。
It is true that Jesus Christ has washed away all our original sins.
但是我们的肉体的软弱还在。
But our weakness in our fleshly bodies is still there.
要改变, 这自己要下功夫了。
If we really want to change, we need to put effort into this.
这个也是一个征战。
This is also a warfare.
如果输了,
If we lost,
名义上是基督徒。
And even though in the name, you still be called Christian.
但是里面不是啊。
But inside, you're not.
里面还有很多私欲啊。
Because within you, there are a lot of desires.
如果私欲赢了灵魂了,
if your desire has overcome your spirit,
都没有办法得救了,
then you're not able to be saved.
所以基本上我们基督徒每天都在征战。
So therefore, as Christians, every day we're in war.
那么越靠近末世,
and as the end days come closer to us,
这个征战就越厉害,
then this war becomes even greater.
在启示录的第12章里面记载一场非常严重的属灵的征战。
In Revelation chapter 12, there records a spiritual warfare,
就是今天会在我们身边发生的,
which is kind of warfare that will happen among us.
我们请看启示录第十二章,
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12,
第一节,
verse 1.
启示录的第十二章第一节,
Revelation chapter 12, verse 1.
天上现出大异象来, 有一个妇人, 身披日头, 脚踏月亮, 头戴12星的冠冕, 第二节,
Verse 2,
她怀了孕, 在生产的艰难中, 疼痛呼叫, 我们知道启示录都是讲关于末后的事情,
As we know, Revelation talks about the end days,
是神启示约翰看到快要发生的事情,
Which is God, he let John see what is going to happen in the future,
啊, 里面有很多象征的意义,
And there are a lot of visions and symbolism.
不能用属肉的角度来解释。
And you cannot describe this with only what is written here.
有一些事情我们没有办法完全懂, 因为时候还没有到。
There are many things we cannot fully understand just yet because the time has not come.
但是有一些教训, 主耶稣已经启示给我们了。
But there are a lot of teaching that God has already revealed to us.
这里一个大的意象, 不单只是普通的意象, 还是个很大很重要的意象。
Right here, there is a vision. It's not only a small kind of vision, but it's a great vision.
说有一个妇人,
it says there's a woman.
身披日头, 脚踏月亮,
and she was clothed with sun, with the moon under her feet.
头戴十个,
and a crown of 12 stars on her head.
到底这个妇人是谁?
Who is this woman?
这个妇人在英文看得很清楚, 这个是一个妇人哦, 在中文也是说一个不是很多个。
Here in it's very clearly written that there is a woman that means that there's only one.
这个妇人就是末世得救的真教会。
And this woman is at the end days the church that will be saved.
我们请看启示录第19章。
Let's then turn to Revelation chapter 19.
19章第7节。
19 verse 7.
启示录19章第7节啊。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 7.
19章第7节。 我们要欢喜快乐, 将荣耀归给他, 因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了, 新妇也自己预备好了。 这里也告诉我们, 这个妇人就是将来要自己预备好, 要被主耶稣迎娶的那个独一得救的真教会。
And the woman that was described just earlier is the bride that will be which is the true church and who has made themselves ready for the coming of the Lord.
到底有几个新妇呢?
How many brides are there?
只有一个。
There is only one.
一夫一妻的制度是神开始所设立的。
And because one husband, one wife was established in the beginning by God.
所以圣经的预言也就是说，将来主耶稣要迎娶一个新妇。
So therefore, the revelation that's in the Bible, it says in the future there will only be one bride for the Lord.
啊，感谢神啊！下个礼拜天啊，啊，我们张执事的啊孙子啊，在这边要举行婚礼。
And thank the grace of the Lord that the grandchild of Deaconess Chong will have a wedding here.
在七月的时候，也有另外一对啊，我们 Brother William 的婚礼。
And also in July, there's also going to be another wedding, Brother Williams.
婚礼的时候都很喜乐。
And in times of wedding, everyone is very joyful.
新郎就是等新娘的进来要娶她。
And the groom will wait for the bride to come.
一个新郎只能娶一个新娘啊。
The groom can only have one bride.
你从来没有看过一个婚礼是这样的。
You've never seen a wedding that's like this.
啊，新郎看到新娘很漂亮。
The groom sees the bride is very beautiful.
但是他说，哎，这个伴娘也不错啊，一起娶了。
And then they say, oh, the maid of honor still looks very good too. Then I think I'll have both of them.
这个就乱掉了。
Then this is totally a mess.
所以一个新郎只可娶一个新娘。
Therefore, the groom can only have one bride.
啊，这个是神设立的制度，也是属灵的真理。
Because this is established by God, and this is also the truth.
所以有人就不明白。
And therefore, there's some people that do not understand this.
不明白圣经。
They don't understand the Bible.
说为什么只有真教会才可以得救？
They think that why is it only the true church that can be saved?
我们是不是很自私？
Are we really selfish?
这个绝对不自私。
This is not true. We're not selfish.
这个是神给人的那个得救的正路。
Because this is the path that the Lord has created for us in order to receive salvation.
这个真理是给全人类的。
And this truth is given to all people.
只要谁进来，
those who are willing to come in,
都可以成为这个得救心腹的一部分。
And all of us can become that bride that Jesus Christ will have.
所以啊，你看启示录不断的强调一个心腹，一个女人，一个妇人。
Therefore, in the book of Revelation, it keeps on emphasizing on one bride and one woman.
常常讲这个观念。
They often talked about this concept.
这个也是我们真耶稣教会从1970年开始到现在也要不断强调的观念。
And this is what we need to emphasize in our true Jesus church and from the beginning of our establishment.
啊，不是我们自私。
It's not that we are selfish.
圣经的道理本来就是这样。
It is because this is the truth from the Bible.
神的爱就在这里显明了。
The love of God manifests here.
那我们再看回来启示录。
Then let's look back at Revelation.
这个妇人到底在做什么呢？
What is this woman doing?
启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
这个妇人啊，她身披月日头，就是说她披戴了基督啊。
And it says a woman clothed with sun. This means that the woman is clothed with Christ.
啊，有基督的形象在她里面。
That she has the image of Christ in her.
她在做什么呢？
And what is she doing?
她第二节说她怀了孕，要生产，要生孩子。
In verse 2, there it says she was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth.
但是在生的时候遇到一些艰难，在痛的厉害，在叫。
But during the time of her pregnancy, she faced a lot of pain and she was crying out.
一个女人在叫的最痛的时候是什么时候？
A woman, when they cry out the loudest in pain, when is this?
就是太太要生孩子，那个呼喊是最痛的。
It is when your wife is giving birth to your child.
因为小弟，感谢神有三个孩子。
Thank the grace of the Lord, I myself have three children.
我有去过产房。
And I have went into the laboring room.
那时候太太还没有要生呢。
And at that time, my wife was not ready to give birth yet.
哇，那是隔壁啊，那个女生啊，叫的那个声音啊，就好像杀猪一样，非常的痛。
But the lady that was next to the room beside us was screaming just as loud as a pig was like being slaughtered.
哇，听到我都心凉了。
And I listened to that and my heart felt cold.
啊，所以要生又生不出来，那个时候在艰难当中，那个呼叫啊是最痛苦的。
And at that moment when you want to give birth to your child but the child is not coming out yet, that is the part where there's most pain.
那这个是什么意思？
And what does this mean?
这个妇人要生孩子会遇到艰难是什么意思？
What does this mean when a woman will face pain during the time of her pregnancy?
有几个意义啊？
There are a few different kinds of meaning.
第一个意义，
The first kind of meaning.
教会要生孩子就是我们要传福音。
When the church needs to give birth, that means we need to go out to preach the gospel.
传给一个人他信了，就等于生了一个孩子了。
If you preach to one person, they believe, then that's like a newborn child.
我们请看这个哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第四章十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
哥林多前书第四章第十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15.
四章十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
哥林多前书第四章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15.
你们学基督的，师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。这里保罗怎么说呢？
What does Paul say here?
他说在我们学基督的，师父有很多，老师可以很多。
He said there might be many teachers that teach the gospel of Christ.
老师很简单，讲讲就走了。
Because it's very easy for them. All they need to do is just talk and then they'll leave.
你听不听随便你。
It's your decision if you want to believe or not.
但是爸爸就不一样。
But it's different if it's the role of your father.
你不听我很伤心，要讲到你听。
If you don't believe and you don't listen to me, I will speak and tell you until you believe.
你不喜欢我讲，我还是要继续讲。
And even though you do not like it, and I keep on telling you this, I'll still continue.
保罗说啊，这是哥林多教会的人呢，就好像我传福音给你们，用福音呢，生了你们出来。
Paul says the church of Corinthians is just like I preach the gospel to you, and then with the gospel you're born.
啊，我们肉体上不一定每一个人都当父母生孩子。
And even though with our physical body we're not being able to be father or mother to children.
但是属灵上每一个人都要生孩子。
But spirituality we need to have give birth.
如果我们传福音给人呢？
If we preach the gospel to someone,
他们因为这样得救了,
and because of this, they're saved,
我们就生了一个孩子了,
then we have given birth to a child.
所以说以后在审判台前会问哦,
because in the future, in the day of judgment day, Jesus Christ will ask you,
某某兄弟姐妹,
so and so, brother or sister,
你信了我三十几年了,
you've believed in me for 30 some
years, 五十几年了,
maybe 50 some years.
你生了几个孩子啊?
How many children have you given birth to?
如果我们说一个都生不出来。
If we say not even one,
一个都没有尝试过要生。
And we don't even try to give birth.
没有带过一个人来信主。
We have not brought anyone to come to the church to believe.
那个时候主耶稣的脸色会怎么看就不知道了。
Then what will Jesus' face look like at that time when he hears this? We don't know.
六月二号我们有这个借机的布道会。
And therefore, on June 2nd, there's an evangelical service.
我们开始每天祷告，求主耶稣帮助让我们生孩子。
We need to start to pray so that.Lord Jesus Christ will let you give birth.
别人的灵魂要生出来，透过福音要生出来啊。
And other people's spirits, they need to be reborn with the gospel.
有人说我已经信了主了，我也带过一个人来信主了。
There's some people that say I believe in the Lord and have brought someone to come to believe already.
啊，起码我也生了三个孩子，起码我带他们来受洗，我已经生过了。
And I've given birth to 3 children. I brought them to come here to be baptized, so I've given birth already.
还有第二种生法。
There's a second kind of giving birth.
我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
加拉太书第四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
第四章十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。这里保罗说什么了？
What does Paul say here?
保罗跟加拉太教会讲。
Paul says to the church of Galatians.
我以前把福音传给你。
In the past, I preached the gospel to you.
你们已经信了，已经把你们生过一次了。
All of you have come to believe and I have given birth to all of you already.
但是现在灵性又退步了。
But now your spirituality has decreased.
道理又偏差了。
And you have walked away and strayed away from the truth.
连我这个把福音传给你的保罗啊，你们也不想听了。
And now, Paul, me, who have preached the gospel to you, now you don't even want to listen to me talk.
爱心也退步了。
And all your love has decreased.
所以保罗很伤心啊。
Therefore, Paul here feels great sorrow.
他说我每天都为你们祷告。
And he says, I pray for all of you every single day.
这好像要为你们生产之苦，要再把你生出来一次。
It's just like I have to go through childbirth again in pain so that you may be born again.
这个妈妈就有体验了。
I'm sure all mothers have experience.
生孩子出来痛一下而已，那一下可能也是很多个小时，很辛苦，但是生完就忘记了。
Of course, during the process of you giving birth to your child, it might be very painful, but after that, you forget about the pain already.
但是当那个孩子长到十几岁啊，给你反叛的时候。
But when the child grows up into his teenage years and becomes rebellious,
哇，这个痛啊，这心里的痛啊，比生产还更痛啊。
And this pain that you have in you is more painful than the pain that you have given to yourself during birth.
就好像为我们的孩子再受一次生产之苦。
It's just like the child lets you to suffer all these pain once again, like childbirth.
所以我们要改变自己。
So we need to change ourselves.
灵性要更进步。
We need to improve our spirituality.
就好像要再次在道理上生出来这样。
It's just like being reborn in the truth again.
第三种生法呢?
What is the third kind of childbirth?
就是教会要发展。
Which is the church needs to grow.
要分设教会。
We need to establish new churches.
像我们, 知道台湾70周年了, 传教营70周年了。
We know that Taiwan has established in its 70th year.
七八十年了, 从一个教会生长到300多个教会。
From one church, it has grown to 300 churches.
因为每一个教会都自己在生孩子啊。
Because each church will give birth to another child.
带很多人来信主。
They bring many people to come to believe.
这个教会坐不下了。
Now this church cannot contain all the members.
人数太多了,
there are too many people.
我们为了传福音的缘故,
because we need to go out to preach.
为了照顾信徒的缘故,
to take care of the members.
一个教会就分设, 在附近的城市, 要分设另外一间教会,
so one church will divide and to establish another church that's nearby.
就等于生了孩子了,
this is like the meaning of giving birth to a child.
感谢神，神很祝福我们温哥华的教会。
Thank the grace of the Lord that the Lord has blessed our Vancouver church.
在这边成立，有信徒有机会已经快30年了。
Now that the church has established for 30 some years from the beginning of when people come to believe, members start living here.
其实大温哥华区都有5-6个城市。
And there's actually 5 or 6 cities in Greater Vancouver area.
如果我们努力一点传福音的话,
we really strive to preach the gospel.
我们的目标应该是每一个城市里面都有真教会里面。
Our goal should be that in every city there is a true Jesus church.
所以这就是有生孩子了。
Then this is the meaning of giving birth to a child.
但是生孩子是艰难的。
But giving birth to a child is a lot of pain.
就像我们看回来这个启示录第12章里说，生孩子的时候啊，在艰难，在痛，在喊叫啊。
And it's just like recorded in Book of Revelation chapter 12, during time when you're giving birth to a child, you cry out in pain.
传福音是困难的。
Because it's just like preaching the gospel, it's very hard.
灵修自己也是很困难。
It's also very difficult to spiritually cultivate yourself.
教会要发展也是困难的。
It's also hard for the church to prosper and to grow.
但是我们要去做。
But we need to go out to do this.
要去克服这个困难。
We need to overcome all of these troubles.
让孩子都可以生出来了。
So that all the children may be born.
我们要说啊，孩子生出来就感谢神了，这个就完结了，可以结束了，可以唱诗了。
And it's not just that when the child is born, you say, oh, thank God, the child is born, and we're happy, and let's sing a hymn.
不是这样子而已。
This is not so.
好戏还在后头啊。
The better show is just about to come.
孩子生出来, 谁在等你?
When the child is born into this world, who is waiting for this?
我们看启示录第12章第3节。
Let's then look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
12章的第3节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
这里说，天上又出现异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着7个冠冕。第4节。Verse
4.
它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的1/3，摔在地上。龙就站在那张要生产妇人的面前，等他生产之后，要吞吃他的孩子。这里龙站在妇人面前，等他生孩子。Here
the dragon stands in front of the woman, waiting for the woman to give birth.
这个很恐怖啊。
This is very scary.
龙代表什么?
What does the dragon represent?
龙代表魔鬼。
Dragon represents the Satan.
他不怕你生孩子。
He is not afraid that you're giving birth to a child.
因为他知道你生出来, 我还可以把你吃掉。
Because he knows that once you give birth to a child, I can still devour this child.
他不怕你信主。
He is not afraid that you come to believe in the Lord.
他觉得你受了洗也不代表什么。
Because he believes that even if you got baptized, it doesn't mean anything.
你受了洗，但是我可以让一些事情发生，结果一年之后你就不来教会了。
Because after you're baptized, I'll let some things happen to you, and after a year, you won't come to church anymore.
常常我们发现一些新受洗的弟兄姐妹啊。Often
we see newly baptized members.
头半年。 都很热心,
the first half of the year, they're very zealous.
一年之后, 觉得好像不一样啊,
and then a year later, they seem to change.
2年之后可以完全在教会找不到人,
and 2 years later, you don't see them anymore in church.
没有错是生了出来了。
This is true that you have given birth to this child.
魔鬼吃掉了。
But the Satan, this dragon, has devoured it.
我们可能信了几十年了。
And even if we have believed for 20 some years,
生活出来很久了,
and we've been born for a very long time,
魔鬼是可以吃啊,
the Satan, the dragon, can still devour you.
所以我们一定要很小心啊,
therefore, we should be extra careful.
如果是新受洗的,
those of us who are newly baptized, it takes about 3 to 5 years for you to reach a part which you're very stable. If we're the one that preached the gospel to that newly baptized member,
真的我们有责任，因为我们把福音把它生出来了，要每天为他们继续祷告。
We need to have this responsibility for that newborn child to pray for them every day.
我们想想看，过去两三年有新受洗的，今天还在教会很活跃的，有多不多呢？
We can ask ourselves and to think in our heads, those who were baptized 2 or 3 years ago, are they still very actively involved in the church?
可能在魔鬼的口中了，准备吞下去了，知不知道？
There might be just at the mouth, at the entrance of the dragon's mouth, just about to be devoured.
我们来看彼得前书第五章。
Let's then turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
这里说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同好叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。Verse
8. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
啊，这里说魔鬼要吃人，那吃谁呢？不是每一个都能够吃的。
Here it says the devil wants to devour someone. It's not just he can devour anyone.
是可吞吃的，他才办法吃啊。
It's only those who he can devour.
什么是可吞吃的？
Who are these people that he can devour?
有几样很好吃的。
There are a few things that taste very good to him.
第一种，新受洗的很好吃。
The first kind is the newly baptized, tastes good to him.
头三年最好吃。
The first 3 years is most easy for him to eat.
道理还没有扎根。
Because they have not been rooted in the truth yet.
信仰还不稳固,
and their faith has not been very firm.
第二种很好吃的呢?
The second kind that is good for him to devour is
青少年,
those youths.
长大的过程中，虽然从小受洗了，但是一到青少年, teenager这个环境很好吃。
And during, even though they've been baptized since young, but during the time of their teenage years, this is the easiest time for Satan to devour.
第三种呢?
What's the third kind?
灵性很疲倦，很软弱的人。
Those people who have feel fatigue in their belief.
跟主跟得很后面，没有跟得很前面的人。
Those people who follow the Lord at the very end of the line.
也很好吃。
Those people are very easy for him to eat.
第四种呢?
What's the fourth kind?
自己以为很刚强的人也很好吃啊。
Those people who think that they are very strong in their belief, they're easy to be devoured.
想说我信那么久了，道理守那么久了，我怎么还会再犯罪？
They think that I believe in the Lord for so long, how can I even sin?
常常就是那些自己认为说不可能跌倒的人，常常跌倒。It's
often those people who truly believe that I will never fall. Those people are the ones that fall.
以为我们哇，我道理都很懂，结果就被迷惑了，也有。They
think that I know the truth so well, but they've been blinded.
所以我们要小心，不要被魔鬼抢走了。And
therefore, we have to be careful and take extra care that we do not be devoured by Satan.
所以魔鬼第一种方法，我们刚刚讲过了，就是抢人，抢 baby。
So the first strategy, the way Satan takes us is to take the baby.
但是抢还是比较低的方法，更高招就是要骗你，要迷惑你。
To take away with force, this is a way that is not very well thought out, but a good way is to deceive you.
我们请看回来启示录第十二章。
Let's then turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章第九节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
十二章第九节。
12 verse 9.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。这里说魔鬼这个大龙啊，也有一个化身啊，并不是龙，龙就很直接、很硬、很 violent 的，很暴力的。
And here we can see the dragon also has a different kind of form because the dragon is seen as very great and very violent.
如果一条龙要跟你讲话，你可能说赶快保住baby啊，赶快跑。Because
one day if the dragon wants to talk to you, you might see it and be in great fright and you want to protect your baby and leave.
魔鬼知道有一些人不怕龙的。
And therefore, Satan knows that there are people who are not afraid of the dragon.
有一些时候, 他也可以变身, 用一条蛇的方面来跟你讲话。
Sometimes they can transform themselves into an image of a serpent to come talk to you.
这个古蛇就是要骗人, 要迷惑人的啦。
This ancient serpent, which is the kind that will lead people astray.
怎么迷惑人呢?
How do they deceive others?
尤其是在末世的时候,
Especially in the end times.
魔鬼会用一些似是而非的道理。
Satan will use words of teachings that seem as if it's right.
我们请看创世纪的一个例子啊。
Let's look at an example that's in the book of Genesis.
我们看创世纪第二章第十七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 17.
二章是十七节。
Chapter 2 verse
17. 神这里说啊, 只是分别善恶树的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。 这里说神说你不可以吃的，吃的会必定死。
Here, the Lord says, when you eat, you will surely die from the tree of good and evil.
真理是绝对的。
The truth is for sure.
真理没有转弯的余地。
There is no other alternatives than the truth.
但是魔鬼就用蛇的方法来跟夏娃讲话了。
But the Satan uses his image of a serpent to come talk to Eve.
我们看第三章第四节。
Let's then look at chapter 3, verse 4.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮，你们便如神能治善恶。”这是魔鬼所讲的话。This
is what the Satan says here.
他并不是把神的话完全改哦。He
did not change all the words of the Lord.
如果他说你们吃的一定不会死，魔鬼就会那个夏娃就很小心的说：“哇，这个跟神讲的话完全不一样，我不要听你的。”If
the serpent has said, if you die, you will surely not die. You will for sure not die.
那是他改一点,
you will not believe. So therefore, he only changed a little.
啊,吃了,不一定会死。
And therefore, he says, you will not surely die.
听起来就很舒服了。
And therefore, when you hear this, it sounds very pleasant to the ear.
还有很多空间可以转了。
Because there are a lot of room for you to twist this.
所以他不会全部改了,改一点,再发一些自己想象的东西进去。
So therefore, you only change a little and can add your own imaginations into what's the room left for you.
然后继续骗他们。
And therefore, he continues to deceive them.
吃了眼睛的明亮，就会像神能知道善恶。
Saying that once you eat, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
这句话对不对呢?
Is this true?
一半对，一半不对。
Half right and half incorrect.
因为第七节说，他们真的眼睛有明亮哦。
Because in verse 7, there it does record that their eyes were opened.
但是有没有像神一样呢?
But are they just like God?
有没有像神一样知道善恶?
Are they just like God, knowing good and evil?
却是没有的。
This is not so.
看到赤身露体。
Because they see their naked bodies.
被赶出伊甸园。
And they were cast out of Garden of Eden.
魔鬼这些就没有讲了。
But Satan did not mention any of these.
为什么我今天要讲这个呢?
Why do we need to talk about this today?
因为我们生在这个末世，我们要非常小心现在社会的观念给我们的是什么。
Because when we're living at the end days, we need to know what is the concept society is trying to give you.
如果我们不小心的话,
if we're not careful,
我们就被迷惑了,
then we'll be deceived.
就像最近有一个电影,
it's just like recently there's a movie.
在这几天要上映了。
It will come out in theaters in just a few days.
很多年轻朋友都想说，哎，我们什么时候去看？
And a lot of youth still think that, oh, when should we all go and see this?
这是所谓的达文西密码。
This is the movie called The Da Vinci Code.
本来我是不想讲这个了。
In the beginning, I did not want to mention about this.
但是啊，发觉这个电影可能会对基督徒的一个观念会有一个很大的影响。
But I think that this will change the concept of many Christians.
为什么?
Why is it so?
因为这个电影它的原著的小说，它怎么写呢?
Because this novel, this movie came from a novel, and how was this novel written?
他说这个东西有很多是真实的。
Because this novel, the author says, a lot of things in the novel is true.
这句话就很有想象的空间了。
And this leaves a lot of room for you and your imagination.
什么东西真实的呢?
What is true?
艺术的历史是真实的。
It's what is true and actual fact is the artifacts and all the paintings.
他引用的那些教会的历史，那些事件呢，也是有实在存在的。
And he used the different times of incidents that are in the church in the past and in the history. Those were true.
但是作者又加了很多自己的凭空想象的东西进去小说里面。
But then the author also added in a lot of things which he imagined into the novel.
说教会里面有很多的秘密没有公开。
saying that there are a lot of secrets that the church did not reveal to the public.
基督教所讲的东西都是编造出来的。
The things that the Christianity church describes, they're all made up.
哇，这种东西看下去就很迷惑人了。
Once you read something like this or watch something like this, this will make you seem you. This will make you feel really unclear about your belief.
其实本来是一本小说。
And in the beginning, it was just a novel.
但是他把真实的宗教的东西跟自己想象的东西混在来谈。
And now they want to take what is true and also imaginary part of the belief and combine this.
蛇就是用这些东西跟今天的信徒讲话的。
The serpent uses this kind of method in this way to come to talk to believers today.
这是很危险。This
is very in great danger.
我们可能想说，这种电影看看也没有什么意思，没有什么重要。
We might think that we'll just watch this movie and it's not very important.
但这个就是蛇跟人讲话。
But this is a way of how the serpent communicates with us.
听多了，就像夏娃一样，听多了就要吃善恶果了。
The more you listen to the serpent, it's just like Eve here, you would want to taste the fruit of good and evil.
那个小说很厚哦。
That novel is very thick.
跟圣经差不多厚。
It's about just as the thickness of the Bible.
我是没有看过了。
I haven't read it.
我想说，既然有时间的话，应该看真实的圣经比较好。
I thought to myself, if I really had that time, I should read the actual Bible.
我们为什么要花那种时间去看一种人编造出来的谎言呢？
Why do we need to spend that much time to read lies that are created by men?
甚至那个书是扭曲主耶稣基督的圣经。
And even that book, it twists and it makes Jesus Christ seem as if it's he wasn't true like in the Bible.
亵渎了主耶稣基督的神圣。
And he blasphemed with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
非常严重。
This is very frightening.
所以如果没有看过的也不要去看了。
And therefore, those of you who have not seen it, don't go watch it.
想要去看的你，再次思考一下，到底神喜不喜欢我们去看这种东西。
And those of you who have already decided that you want to go see this, think twice before you go watch it. Either God wants you to watch this or not.
花了钱，花了时间去看一些谎言，这些谎言是对神的名有亵渎的。
For you to spend money and to spend time to go watch a bunch of lies, and these lies that go against the name of God.
很厉害啊，这是蛇的讲话。
The serpent is very wise. This is a way how he communicates. You might think to yourself, my faith is very strong, and therefore my faith will not be moved anyway after I watch it. You should think to yourself and remember what we just talked about. Those that are easy to be devoured by Satan are the ones who think their faith are strong.
再看回来，启示录第十二章。
Let's then look back to Revelation chapter 12.
魔鬼还有一个工作。
There's another work of Satan.
十二章。
Chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12.
第九节啊。
Verse 9.
这个大龙就是古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。这魔鬼也叫 Satan， 也叫 撒旦。
And therefore, the devil also has a name by Satan.
撒旦什么意思呢？
What does Satan mean?
就是控告者、抵挡者的意思。
They're the ones who stops people from coming. They're accuser.
魔鬼常常控告信徒。
Oftentimes, Satan would accuse our members.
我们要搞清楚这个观念了，不是神常常在找我们麻烦。
We really have to think and have this concept in our mind that it's not God that brings us all the troubles that we have.
神是我们的父，神是不想找我们麻烦的。
God is our Father. He will not want to bring trouble on us.
而是魔鬼想找信徒麻烦。
But it is Satan that wants to bring troubles onto the members.
他会在神面前告信徒。
And he will accuse our members today in front of God.
怎么告呢？
How does he accuse us?
如果行为不好。
And if we don't have good deeds,
他就会告我们。
Then he will accuse us.
他会告。
And he will tell the Lord.
他向你祷告，但是你看他的行为，你应该听他吗？
And he'll say, look at him. He prays to you, but look at his actions. Should you listen to him?
他都没有圣洁，他在私底下做什么，你也看得到啊。
He's not even holy. What he does when no one's looking, you can see this also.
他也没有常亲近你。
And he does not draw himself near you.
魔鬼会控告。
Therefore, Satan will accuse you.
魔鬼最喜欢控告。
That's what he finds delight in doing.
控告就是把你。 摧毁,
to accuse you is to make you deteriorate.
影响我们跟神之间的关系,
to make that bond between us and God to not be firm anymore.
但是感谢神,
but thank the grace of the Lord.
我们看第十节,
Let's look at verse 10.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们兄弟的，已经被摔下去了。所以到了最后，神要胜过魔鬼，没有办法再控告我们。
Therefore, in the end days, Satan can no longer accuse us because God will overcome him.
主耶稣会帮助我们。
Jesus Christ will help us.
让我们改过来。
For us to change.
我们就没有办法被魔鬼控告。
And therefore, Satan no longer can accuse us.
我们改看罗马书第八章。
Let's then look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章33节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 33.
八章33节。
Chapter 8, verse 33.
罗马书8章33节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 33.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。这是主耶稣帮助我们的。This
means these two verses tells us that Jesus Christ will help us.
听到一个慕道者这样讲，一个信受洗的这样讲。
I've heard a newly baptized member tell me this.
他说我不敢来教会，觉得很怕。
He says that I'm really afraid to come to church because I'm scared.
不晓得他怕什么。
He doesn't know what he's afraid of.
是不是他行为做得不好，来教会听到了以后有罪恶感呢？
Is it because that he does not have good deeds, therefore he's afraid to come to the church to listen to the truth?
如果这样的话，这是错误的观念。
If this is so, then this is the wrong concept.
我们都很软弱。
We're all weak.
我们都有缺陷。
We all have problems.
但是我们来到神面前,
but once we come in front of the Lord,
神会怜悯我们,
God will have mercy on us.
帮助我们,
he will help us.
而不是来控告我们,
but he will not accuse us.
这里说他替我们祷告,
here it tells us he will intercede for us.
帮助我们,
he will help us.
所以魔鬼到最后也没有办法控告我们,
and therefore in the end day, Satan cannot accuse us anymore.
就是我的儿子,
because God will say, this is my son.
我要帮助他,
I will help him.
你不可以控告他,
you cannot accuse him.
所以这是魔鬼的三样工作。
Therefore, these are the three works of Satan.
抢 baby,
to take away the baby.
引诱,
and to deceive us.
还有控告,
and also to accuse us.
但是神的选民都要把它胜过,
but all the chosen people of God, we will overcome all of these.
启示录17章,
Revelation chapter 17.
启示录第17章,
Revelation chapter 17.
第14节,
verse 14.
17章14节。
Chapter 17, verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主、万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是那蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。愿主耶稣帮助我们每一位基督徒过一个得胜的生活。May
the Lord help us all that all Christians may live a victorious life.
我们一起唱赞美诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
176首。
174. 176.